Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. Again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrations of the day. We look at all of them to see what might be the most appropriate, the most exciting, the one that we think you might enjoy the best. And I'm looking here, National Lucky Penny Day, Emergency Medical Services for Children Day. Yeah, that doesn't sound exciting. National Taffy Day. I think we'll have to go with that one. And nothing really exciting on there today, so we'll stick with the National Taffy Day. And we'll move right over and check out what the markets are doing right now. We check them out every day for you. And when I hit the wrong button on the computers, I get the wrong information. So, you know, it's kind of what you call spreading it out, spread out the information. Michael Cox, glad to see you with us. Michael, great, great selections of wine. We had some great time with your selections up in Paso for the two out of the last, 4 weeks we've been up there. So thank you for those selections. Keep them coming. Falling Bright Wine Merchants. I see Michael's online with us. Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Go to their website. Check them out. Jamie, glad to see you with us. Paul, glad to see you with us. Sean, glad to see you with us as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 134 points right now. Oil, we are looking at oil, $72 per barrel. Do I want to look? Do I want to report on what's happening in the oil market right now? Gas prices, we got the long weekend coming. Should I tell you or should I hold the information and not get any of us depressed? That's kind of a question mark right there. I guess what we'll do is we better look those up and see what's going on the oil prices. Computers are moving pretty slow this morning, so I'll have to check that out, see what's happening there, why I am getting no response on the computers this morning. But take a look at the gas prices. According to AAA, they update these things every single day. $2.94.7 per gallon, the average price across the nation. Yeah, $2.94.7. Then we can look over. If you always want to find out where the highest prices are, not always, but most of the time, highest prices of gasoline in the country. Yeah, right here in the state of confusion, we are at $3.72. per gallon here in the state of confusion. We can go to Mississippi and pay $2.63, over a dollar a gallon cheaper, $1.09 cheaper in Mississippi than it is right here in the state of confusion. But we continue looking what's going on in the market. So we've got oil is down just a little bit. 10-year treasury down quite a bit this morning. Generally, and one of the things that we're seeing there, we broke through that 3.04 yield. We're down at 3.01 right now, almost 3.02. So we're going to check that out, and we'll continue to watch that one for you. See what's happening in the news of the day. Always looking at that for you. President Trump, John Kelly, moving to cut communication staff amid fallout from leaks. Yeah, President Trump seeking to reduce the number of leaks from the White House by removing some mid-level and junior staffers on the communications teams, according to a new report. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has approved a plan that would clear out some officials in the Communications Department, but top aides, including the press secretary, are expected to keep their posts. Some staffers are expected to be fired, while others will be reassigned to different positions. Ultimately, the staff changes are designed to remove leakers and establish a more direct chain of command. Russia focus shifts to a spy scandal. That's a little bit new also. President Trump said Wednesday that people pushing the phony collusion story on Russia are finally having to answer questions about how the FBI was being fed information from a confidential informant from within his campaign. Look how these things have turned around on the criminal deep state, according to the president on his Twitter feed. unintended consequences. That is consistently an issue right there. President Trump's approval rating gaining in momentum, according to the Rasmussen reports. Presidential daily tracking poll for Tuesday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 49% disapprove. The latest figures include 35% who strongly approve of the way the president is performing and 42% who strongly disapprove. That's the base on both sides. Who cares what they have to say, whether it's on the Republican side or the Democrat side? The ones that are non-movables, those are the irrelevance. That's what, 77%. It's the other 23% that we really are most important there. More than 450 people from the illegal immigrant caravan managed to make it to the U.S., according to the officials telling Congress. Did you see that truck? 92 people in a truck, back of a truck, illegal immigrants coming in. Unbelievable. Hey, how about West Hollywood? Now, you got to love West Hollywood.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Stormy Daniels, porn star, will receive a key to the city of West Hollywood to honor her legal battle. City plans to proclaim Stormy Daniels Day today in these politically tumultuous times. Daniels has proven herself to be a profile in courage. You got to love that. I wonder if they'll give the key to the city to Heidi Fleiss next. I mean, we've got a porn star getting it. Maybe we can get a Hollywood madam to be the next one to get the keys to the city of West Hollywood. Unbelievable. Honoring. I wonder what the city council people are telling their children today. Yeah, we gave the keys to the city to a porn star. Maybe you can grow up to be a porn star too. I don't know. Maybe that's where they're heading in West Hollywood. Just a thought. Four lawmakers have asked for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's urgent assistance in securing the release of all American hostages in Iran after the Trump administration's success in persuading North Korea to free three American hostages before official talks began on limiting Pyongyang's nuclear program. Pompeo will appear before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday to discuss the Trump administration's foreign affairs priorities. Ahead of his testimony, Representatives Alina Ross Leitanen, Michael McCall, Ted Deutch, and Nita Lowey, the ranking member of the powerful Appropriations Committee, sent Pompeo a letter on May 17th highlighting the plight of five American hostages being held in Iran. I always wonder about these hostages that are held in these terrorist countries, these adversarial countries. What are they doing there in the first place? And then we're having to risk our men and women going in to try and save these people. Stay out in the first place. Maybe you won't have these problems. Unbelievable. Iran officials on Wednesday pushed back on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's pledge to implement harsh sanctions on Tehran. Reuters reported that Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Pompeo and other officials are prisoners of their wrong illusions, prisoners of their past, and have been taken hostage by corrupt pressure groups. Really, when they're out there supporting Hamas like that, that's what they want to, that's the belief that they have? Unbelievable. Moving right along. Marquette begs students not to use the I word for illegals. Marquette University's Department of Diversity and Inclusion is encouraging undergraduates to drop the I word when referring to illegal immigrants. According to Undocumented Student Terminology published on the school's website, not only is the term illegal inaccurate, it is dehumanizing. Well, if they weren't illegal, then they wouldn't be called illegal immigrants. If they were legal immigrants, then they'd probably be called legal immigrants. There is a big difference. The School of Play explains that the acceptable way to refer to immigrants with no domestic legal status is by using words such as undocumented or unauthorized. I think we'll stick with illegal right here on Ron Siegel Radio. Unbelievable. Robert De Niro says he is banning Trump from his restaurants. Good. Who wants to go to a De Niro restaurant? De Niro, a frequent critic of President Trump, who has been playing special counsel Robert Mueller on Saturday Night Live, talked Tuesday about how he'd like to bar the president from eating at his Nobu restaurant chain. The Daily Mail reported that De Niro, a co-founder of the Nobu restaurant and hotel chain, insisted that he would not let Trump eat in his restaurants and that he would leave any other eatery where the president entered. If he walked into a restaurant I was in, I'd walk out. Hey, you know something, Robert? If you were in a restaurant, I wouldn't want to be there either. I'd be getting my tail end out, and I certainly wouldn't want to be in any one of your restaurants. Nobu. That is the – I have to make sure I let my wife know. Maybe she's listening this morning. Hey, we don't want to ever frequent a Nobu restaurant because of Robert De Niro, the loon. We wouldn't want to be – we wouldn't want to upset him and certainly wouldn't want to patronize any of his services. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The quickest way to improve your credit scores. We will be talking about that today. If you're looking to improve your credit scores quickly, I'm going to give you some great tips and tricks for doing that. We've talked to a lot of our friends out in the industry. We've got one great one right on right now. Mike Watson is on with us. He helps with a lot of folks with credit repairs. So, maybe Mike will have some commentary for us as we go through the broadcast this morning. Why have interest rates jumped to a 7-year high? Ways to save more for your upcoming vacation, and don't let your vacation wreck your credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Oh, welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with one of our friends over at Gold Star. So what is happening in the mortgage market today? We're looking at the last time we did look at the markets. I told you that the stock market was down a bit. It's been fluctuating. So we're looking at about 148 points down right now. It's been underwater all day long. Then we look over at the 10-year Treasury, down 5 basis points, 3.01, below that 10-year that we were talking about earlier in the week, that we had the support level, right? We had broken through that resistance, which then becomes support, and at 3.04. Well, now we're below that 3.04. And we'll see if we stay there. That's the big issue, is if we stay there below that 304, that'll have some meaning. We then look and see, what does that translate into on the 30-year fixed rate loan? Well, 30-year fixed rate loan, those bonds are up 20 basis points, which means interest rates are down right now. Doesn't mean it's going to stay that way for long. It's just the numbers change all day long. We've talked to you about that in the past. So the numbers are consistently changing. You want to know where to stay or what to do as you're getting ready for things happening. So we know that later in the day today, the Federal Reserve will be releasing the minutes from their last FOMC meeting, Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting, and that generally has a negative impact on where the bonds go. So we're going to see if that happened today as it's happened in the past, or are we going to change course? Never know which direction those are going to be going. But what is the underlying factor? The Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data for last week, showing that overall application volume was down 2.6% from the previous week. Purchases were down 2.2%, but are only up 2.7% from this time last year. Refinances, that market is pretty much died, declined by 4% last week, being the year-over-year figure, to down 27.4%. Refinance share of mortgage activity decreased from last week's 35.9% to 35.7% of total applications. Well, the issue on the refinances becomes a real simple one. Does it make sense right now to refinance? Well, you have to look at what your household blended interest rate is. That's all that matters, the household blended interest rate. What is that? Well, that's when you take your weighted average of all the interest that you're paying in the household and figure out what that number is. Now, you may have a 3.5% mortgage. Maybe you have a 3% mortgage. But if you've got credit card debt, student loan debt, auto debt, unsecured debt, maybe you bought some new furniture, debt into the whole package, weighing it for size of debt and duration of the debt, well, now you're just going to start and look and say, well, you know something, maybe I've got a 7 or 7.5 or 8% household blended interest rate. Well, when you look at that, now you say, okay, well, maybe I can borrow, even if you can borrow at 5% and you were paying 7.5%, you might be better off. Now, what do you do with that extra money? Well, you pay down that debt quicker. You pay down that mortgage debt quicker so you're not paying it for 30 years, but you're not giving the bank quite as much money to add to their bottom line. Now, if you like the bank, a lot of people like banks and they like to help their profitability. Personally, I'd rather go on vacation or go get a nice bottle of wine from our friend Michael Cox, but hey, that's just me. So it depends on what you want to do there. I'm just suggesting that get rid of that household debt, and that is a big, big benefit for you. What else is moving the market? Well, the average 30-year mortgage rate jumped to 4.86 in the U.S., the highest level in 7 years. Rates were roughly 5/8 higher now than they were this time last year. The adjustable rate mortgage share of mortgage activity increased from 6.5% to 6.8% of applications. And we put a chart of that in with the social media channels that we have today. In housing news, new home sales, which measures signed contracts on new homes, were down 1.5% in April at an annual rate of 662,000. Market was anticipating a larger fall. The median home price reported, this is a national number, not local, $312,400. I did give you the numbers, I do all the time, of what that number is for Orange County and for Riverside County. Orange County, we're looking at a number right now, median home price. Are you ready for this one? I guess I should get median home price, Orange County, California, $813,930. $813,000 is the median home price in Orange County, California, and we're still looking at year-over-year inventory down 8%. If you would like a copy of the real estate report card for your county or your metropolitan area, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. You can text me, you can email me, you can Facebook message me. I'll give you the median numbers for your area. We have those available all the time, and they can. If you're a real estate professional listening to us, we can co-brand that for you. It'll cost just a little bit of money to have that co-branding. Riverside County, $397,660 is your median price of real estate in Riverside County, and you're down 8% year-over-year as well. Just a thought for you. Moving right along, the Fed minutes, I told you, are going to come out at 11 o'clock California time today, and that's going to give us a better idea of what the Fed's thinking was in their last meeting. Historically, the Fed minutes have not been kind to mortgage bonds, so we're going to be watching that for you today. Get a few charts out there. Cost of waiting is still the big issue. We're still hearing that from a lot of places. What does it cost you to wait to buy a house? Well, if your idea is you would want to pay more money for the property, because we've already looked at that, we know that the price of properties are increasing. And if you want to pay more money for the mortgage, we've talked about that, the interest rates are increasing. Well, hey, then go ahead and wait to buy a new house. If you would prefer to pay less money, then get into the market. And I'm going to share with you also, in many, many instances, not every instance, but in many, many instances, we do find that a new home, the income or the appreciation on a new home, in many instances, is almost the same as getting another salary in your household. Right? If you're in Orange County, California, buying an $800,000 house, and you're looking at a 5% appreciation rate, and that is the historical number, again, that's on the report card, 5.08 is the average for the last 43 years. Will it happen again this year? Well, forecasts are for 6.95%, and the five-year forecast is 30.8%. 30.8 divided by 5, roughly 6% right there as well. So think about that. If you buy an $813,000 house, median price, and it appreciates at 5.08, let's call that 5%. Let's use $800,000. That's $40,000 a year in appreciation potentially. What would an extra $40,000 mean to your household income? Think about that. That's almost like another job, another, or maybe a half a salary or half a household income. Well, let's look and see, because the median household income in Orange County is $86,000. That's the median household income. You might have two people working, $86,000. And if we look at that median home price of $813,000, 43-year average of appreciation, 5.08, $40,000 of appreciation. Yeah, it's almost right on another half of a household income. So if you had two people working for that $86,000, well, you've got a third person based on that type of an appreciation number. So let's just think about where those numbers are, what they mean to you, what they mean to your family. That's the whole issue. It doesn't matter. None of the other stuff matters. It's what does it mean to your family? So the question we had this morning, and I'm not going to have a time to get into a lot of it in this segment, because, well, I should tell you that was the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. How to increase your credit scores quickly. I listen a lot of times to especially some of the so-called gurus that are out there, and they talk about just increasing your credit scores. Well, you have to understand what you're doing and what you're doing it for. If you're looking to buy a house in the short term, first off, you need to have credit. If you have no credit, your credit scores are not going to go up. When you look at your credit report, don't pay a whole lot of attention. The government requires the credit bureaus, whenever they give you a credit report, the real FICO scores, they have to give you the top four reasons that your credit is not higher for each of the bureaus. Now, I just saw one recently. A gentleman had his FICO score was over 800. I think it was like 830. And the top four reasons for why he had his credit score wasn't better. Now, remember, on the mortgage side, 850 is a perfect score. I've never seen one of those. Credit cards, I think, is a 900, but 850 is your credit score, is the top number on your credit scores. So why wasn't his score higher than that 834? Well, it said because his credit, the utilization was too high. He didn't have any. There was too many inquiries. He didn't have any of those for like 2 years. Get that concept there. They have to put something in there. So it may be that it's not an issue for you, but they have to put it there anyway. They have to document it because otherwise they're out of compliance with the law. So we're going to talk when we come back about how you can fix your credit, how you can increase your credit scores the quickest. We'll also talk why have interest rates jumped to a 7-year high. And then we've also got ways to save more for your upcoming vacation and not let it wreck your credit scores. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works,
how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Get a text message every time a new property comes on the market that meets the criteria you have set. No advertising there. Why have interest rates jumped to a seven-year high? Interest rates for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage have climbed from 3.95% in the first week of January to 4.61% last week. That's the Freddie Mac numbers. Marks a seven-year high, according to Freddie Mac. The current pace of acceleration has been fueled by many factors. Let's hear from the specialists. Sam Cotter, Freddie Mac's chief economist, had this to say, I quote, "Healthy consumer spending and higher commodity prices spooked bond markets and led to higher mortgage rates over the past week. Not only are buyers facing higher borrowing costs, gas prices are currently at a four-year highs as we enter the important peak home sales season," unquote. But what do gas prices have to do with interest rates? According to Investopedia, the relationship is like this. The price of oil and inflation are often seen as being connected in a cause and effect relationship. As oil prices move up or down, inflation follows in the same direction. The Fed's always worried about inflation. You may have noticed that filling your gas tank has become substantially more expensive in recent months. The average national gas price has climbed nearly 50 cents from the beginning of the year. In Taxifornia, probably a bit more than that, leading to the highest price for Memorial Day weekend since 2014. As rates go up, your purchasing power goes down. But don't worry, rates are still well below the averages we've seen over the last four decades. Freddie Mac said this year's higher rates have not yet caused much of a ripple in the strong demand levels for buying a home seen in most markets. But inflationary pressures and the prospect of rates approaching 5% could begin to hit the psyche of some prospective buyers. Buying sooner rather than later will help lock in a lower rate than waiting, as the experts believe rates will continue to climb. Even a small increase in interest rates can have a big impact on your monthly housing budget. If you're planning on buying a home this year, keep an eye on gas prices. The next time you're at the pump, if you start to feel a big jump in price, know that rates are probably on their way up too. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So how do we get the biggest or quickest increase in credit scores? A lot of people need to get their credit up. Maybe you need 5 or 10 points. Maybe you need 20 points. Maybe you need 30 or 40 points. How do you do it the quickest way is a question I hear on a regular basis. There are some proven strategies when it comes to improving a credit score and doing it quickly. So the fastest way to improve your credit score is to pay down your credit cards. This is logical. That doesn't mean it is easy. After all, how do you pay down your credit cards if you necessarily have the money? Well, the balance to limit ratio is the issue. Interesting there, the balance to limit ratio. Your balance to limit ratio is the difference between the amount you owe on your credit card versus the credit limit. So if you have a credit limit of $1,000 and you're using $500, you have a ratio of 50%. We've talked about this before. It is very, very important that you understand how to pay your credit card bills. Most people are not going to tell you what I'm about to share with you. I share it with you all the time, and yet I still see people that are not doing it. Go and check. Go and check with the online. Check your credit cards. See how much you owe on your credit cards. Now, personally, I do it every Wednesday. Take a look at my credit cards. What have I spent on the credit cards? And I pay them almost completely off. I round down to the 100. So if I have $150 on my credit card bill, then I'm going to pay $100 on it this today. Right? I think today's Wednesday. Right? So I pay it today. That way I know that my credit cards are always at a very minimal amount of balance and I don't overspend. Right? You may not be in that same scenario. So what I want you to do is a week before you need to know these two dates. What is your statement closing date and what is your payment due date? On your look through the statement closing date. So if your statement closing date, let's just say it's the end of the month, so you're the 30th of the month. On the 23rd or 24th of the month, I want you to go online and find out how much your bill is. Then go online, staying online, pay as much as you possibly can on that date so it gets there before the statement closing date. That way your balance is as low as possible on that statement closing date, which is by chance the day that they're going to report your balances to the bureaus, right? So if you have a $1,000 limit and you've spent $300 and you go in, or $350 say, and you pay $300, well, now your balance is $50 off that $1,000 when they report. Your utilization is very, very low. That's an enhancement to your credit score. Okay, now make sure, and here's just another, just a little trick, is if you've got the ability, set up a $50, $7,500 payment automatically that is a recurring payment on your credit card from your bank. To always make a payment to your credit card of, say, $50 or $100 right before, so it gets there the day or two before your payment due date. So if your payment due date is the 15th of the month, make sure you get a payment in there for $50 or $100 that always gets there the 13th of the month. That way, if you forget to go online and do the statement closing date, if you, you know, are out of town, out of the country, on vacation, whatever, you've got an automation set up so you're never, ever late. Now, you may not be getting the best benefits there, but you're never late. That's the beauty of it, right? So now think about this part of it. So you've paid the before the statement closing date. Now you make a minimum payment there. Your card's always going to be at its lowest possible numbers. So you're going to, when they report, you're going to get the benefit. Now, I am not the expert on credit reporting. I talk to a lot of people. I know Mike Watson was online. Sam Parker was online. They're both credit repair experts. But here's the issue. When you are over your limit, if they report and you're at 100% or more of your limit, the bureaus are looking at that and they're saying this person is not real responsible, or maybe there's an issue. They're going to ding your credit score. The next benefit is stay below 70%, then 50%, then 30%, and ideally stay below 10% of your credit card limit. Now, if you want to get your credit scores down the most, the idea here is to get all of them below those thresholds. Now, when you're looking at just paying off credit card debt, that's a different issue. Then you might want to be looking at paying off whoever's got the highest interest rate first. But if your goal is to see how quickly you can get your credit scores improved, enhanced, then the goal there is, okay, let's just go ahead and get them down below these different markers, below that 70%, 50%, 30%, 10%, get them all below there. Now, how do you do that? There's two ways of doing it. One way of doing that is quite simply pay it down with cash. Now, remember, you've got two sides of the equation here. So you can either pay down your debt with money, or talk, if you've got a good enough rating, about getting your balance increased, your limit increased, right? Either way, that still takes does this has the same effect on your percentages. Now, if you get your limit increased, don't go spending more money. That's going to hurt you. Also, there's some question mark here. If your balance is zero at the reporting date, then they start looking at it and they wonder, how do you divide by zero? So your utilization, zero divided by a $1,000 limit, calculators and computers don't know how to handle that. So leave it as a dollar, leave it as $5. They can handle fractions, 0.000001 or something along those lines. The computers can handle that. But when an error is out, that's a whole different story. We'll give you some more tips when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about ways to save money for your upcoming vacation and not to let that vacation ruin your credit score. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 1-990-800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. I share this with you every day. I've been looking at credit reports since the 90s. I shouldn't say that, but it's been a long time I've been looking at credit reports. I have seen many, many credit reports, hundreds, maybe thousands of credit reports. I have seen them with credit scores in the 400s. I have seen them with credit scores in the 800s. Remember, the range is 350 to 850. And I've never, ever seen a completely accurate credit report. I'm not saying that you've got to be a perfect score. I'm just talking about accuracy. I've never seen a completely accurate credit report. Maybe you've seen one. I haven't. I've seen where there is old addresses. I've seen where there's name issues. I've seen where there's the month reporting issues. I've seen bankruptcies where they haven't wiped out the debt part of the bankruptcy. The bankruptcy, as I told you yesterday, doesn't necessarily have to stay on there for 7 years or 10 years. It can, but it doesn't necessarily have to. But I've also seen it where it should be corrected or removed, one or the other. Those are issues that some of the great credit repair people that we refer folks to can help you with. I don't do it myself. I understand it, but I understand enough to find somebody that's great to help you with it. The report this morning, ways to save more for your upcoming vacation. Affordable vacations can be difficult to plan. Maybe you have a dream destination, but you can't quite save up enough for travel costs. Or maybe you can get yourself there, but you'd have to live on bread and water for the entire trip. If your vacation expenses are just out of reach, a few adjustments can help you put aside more cash and reach your goal. So here are some ways to save money for that upcoming vacation. Number one, start a monthly budget. If you don't currently have a monthly budget, it might be time to take a hard look at your spending. Evaluate how much you spend each month on necessities like rent and discretionary purchases, Starbucks maybe. Then set a reduced monthly spending budget and put the money you save in your vacation fund. Even after you take your trip, you might want to stick to the budget and keep saving. Open a bank account. If your travel fund is mixed in with your general savings account or is simply a wad of cash under your mattress, you should open a dedicated savings account just for travel. It'll be easier to put aside money specifically for the vacation. You'll be less likely to dip into the fund for other expenses. Stop dining out. Whether you prefer fancy dinners or fast food lunches, eating out is far more expensive than preparing your own food. Cook your meals at home, pack your lunch, and kick the money you save over to your vacation fund. Might hurt now, but you'll feel better when you're having a steak and cocktail by the beach. Get a side gig. We had Andy Ingram on 10milemover.com. He was here last week. How about doing some work with him to save money? He was telling me about after the broadcast, one person added $1,875 a month to their income, $1,875 a month to their income by just because they had a pickup, drive for Lyft or Uber, or rent out a room on Airbnb, use your professional expertise or some freelance work. Just funnel that money into your vacation savings. How about sell your stuff? Spring's a perfect time to do some cleaning and sell your clutter. You can host a yard sale, take clothes to a consignment shop, list your unwanted stuff on eBay. If you value experiences more than things, let your old property help you get to your destination. Hey, ditch that old gym membership that you're not using. Maybe that's a issue. And get a credit card with travel credit rewards. Your everyday purchases earn rewards that can be redeemed for airfare, hotel, car. Don't build up too much credit on there. You go back to the last segment and listen to what we were talking about on the ways that you can deal with that so you don't go overboard. Because you don't want your vacation to wreck your credit. They're supposed to be carefree and enjoyable, with your biggest challenge being the choice between flip-flops and sandals. But in reality, you need to do a little proactive planning to keep your finances safe. Credit never takes a holiday, and ignoring it on vacation could have long-term consequences. Your credit score will drop quicker than it will increase. So just be careful of spending too much money Plan for the contingencies. Sometimes unforeseen things happen when you're on vacation as well. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com. We've been chatting about how to increase your credit score the quickest possible way. So just as you have a balance to limit ratio for individual cards, you also have an overall ratio for every one of your cards combined. This is also important. You want to achieve an overall ratio around 30% or lower. If you fall into some cash, your tendency might be to pay down your biggest outstanding balance. However, it's much smarter to pay down smaller credit cards so that their balance to limit ratios are at zero, maybe a dollar or two. Make sure you also keep your credit cards active. So I do know one person, what they did, they had like four credit cards or three credit cards. And they knew that they had certain issues all the time. So think about this concept. They knew that they always had a electric bill. They always have a cell phone bill. They always have a gas bill. There are certain other consistent bills. What their deal was is they set each of those up on an auto pay with a different credit card. So the gas bill went maybe on a Visa card, and the electric bill went on a MasterCard, and the phone bill, the cell phone bill maybe went on American Express, and maybe you've got a home phone bill that you can put on Discover, and maybe you got another Visa that you can put your cable bill on. Set them all up for auto pay. Now, unless you have something negative, most of those are not going to report. If they go to collection, then the collection will report on those. But for the most part, those are not going to show up on any of your credit reports unless they go to collection. Now, the flip side of that is now make a payment or pay off all those the cards with the phone bill, the credit card bill, the gas bill, the cable, internet, whatever. Pay them all off in full each month. What does that do for you? That makes sure that each of those credit cards maintain their status as active. They're getting a payment every month. They're getting used every month. So the credit card companies are going to see them as active and being used. If they go inactive, then it doesn't help your score anymore. The idea here, again, don't close the older credit cards. That's not a good idea. If you've got a card that's been open 4 or 5 years and hasn't been used, it's not going to be helping you. So start using it on something that's not building up debt. Again, go back to the first segment where I was explaining how to pay the bill. That's the whole idea. How do you pay the bill? Pay it the right way. So if your balance is the balance and limit ratios is a key thing, over 50% hurts you more than it helps. Around 30%, getting better, between 6 and 10%, you're getting the maximum benefit for your credit score. So keep it that way. Got it? Rule of thumb, get as many individual balance to limit ratios below 30% as possible. That's another big benefit for you. All of these things are issues. Now, if you want a free review, some of our credit repair sponsors on the radio show, they'll do a free review for you. They'll go over your credit report. I can look at them for you and give you X amount of data because I talk to these guys all the time. They're the experts. And every once in a while, my friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, if you're looking to buy a new house, our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage run promos in conjunction with some of the credit repair people. And it can really make the using their services almost a no-brainer when it comes to the cost of using their services because I'm not going to tell you why, but just on broadband radio, we don't want to give that out. But call me at 800-306-1990. I'll tell you exactly how they're doing that. And I'll tell you also the same thing I tell you every weekday. Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.